Wow. You talk about hanging on. I knew that line was wrong. I hate to say I told you so. I told you so. Tonight's game, there's just no way that wasn't going to be a tight game. There's just no way. Tony Basilio welcoming you to another edition of your, ladies and gentlemen, Smart Way, Dalton Behring Hydraulic Tennessee Basketball Overtime, the place where we talk about it after each and every Tennessee football and basketball game. And boy, what a nail-biter tonight was. You knew East Tennessee State was going to give Tennessee their best shot. You just knew it. And that's exactly what happened. Tennessee got their dead level best shot tonight. A Tennessee team coming off the coast. What could have been a win against the Zags of Gonzaga? Tennessee tonight takes a 9-point lead in the halftime. Steve Forbes gets a technical foul coming out of the half. Tennessee has a 9-point lead coming out of halftime. And they went down 4 at one point. Lester Wilson hit a couple big shots. He's played sparingly for that team. Suffering from microfractures. We had Steve Forbes on today from State talking about it. East Tennessee State tonight gave Tennessee a great shot in Thompson Bowling Arena. Our number is 865-200-5402. The Vols go on a 9-0 run and a 15-2 run over the final 3:51. 15-2 run over the final 3:51 in that game. You talk about dodging an embarrassing bullet tonight in Thompson Bowling Arena. Again, I'm going to say this one more time. I said it today on my show. I don't understand playing that game at Gonzaga with this team. You want to do that in a couple years? You want to make an elective, play a game that tips off 11 o'clock at night? It's what you get. This team was exhausted tonight. Tennessee was gassed tonight. They were gassed after that trip to the coast. This game scared me. The Vols improved to 6-5 on the year. To me, it's all that matters. I know we're probably going to look inside and we're going to look at some of the things that happened. And Tennessee did not play a smart game tonight. Look, I give Jason Shea a lot of credit, who I know had the scout tonight. And the cat knows what he's doing. And they neutralized Kevin Punter tonight. They neutralized him on both ends. Foul trouble will do that to anybody, but they drove it at him. And KP's going to have to handle that the rest of the way, because that's what you do to KP. He's an aggressive guy. He's an aggressive kid. Tennessee tonight, thank God, down the stretch, you get some big plays. Mostella with the huge three ball, capping the 15-2 run for Tennessee over the final 3:51. And this Gwynn guy is one hell of a player. Number 3 from East Tennessee State. You can go ahead and write that down. He was the best player on the floor tonight by far. 22 points. A little wild from the field, 7 of 18. 3 of 10 from three-point land. But not afraid to get in there and scrap for the ball. Had 6 boards. Couple of assists. Tennessee, and then we'll get Keith Hatfield in here. I'm going to let him cool off for a second. I know he's upset. Here on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, Garza Law Firm, Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Hatfield's upset. We mentioned Mostella earlier. He leads the Vols. He comes out of the Witness Protection Program, literally, to lead Tennessee with 17 points, 5 of 13 from the field, 2 of 6 from three-point land, 5 of 7 from the line, 2 rebounds, 4 assists for Dietrich Mostella. Armani, the designer, Moore with 14 in the game, 6 of 17 from the field, 2 of 5 from the line, 12 rebounds for the designer tonight. KP, 13 points, 3 of 8 from the field, 6 of 8 from the foul line, 8 boards, 5 assists for KP on a night where he's neutralized. But still managed to contribute in a win. Hubs, after his surgery, where did Hubs go for this recovery? How's he? 11 points. Was it a gimmick surgery? Was this real? Was this TNA? Was this aces and eights? Or what's the deal, Benny Heel? Talk to me. It's odd. Anyway, Hubs had 11. 5 of 12 from the field, 0 of 3 from three-point land, 7 rebounds. Tennessee finally finds somebody they can out-rebound in East Tennessee State. Granted, it was 46-45, but they finally found somebody they can out-rebound. We had some Bucks fans call my daily show today, which airs from 11 to 1 Eastern Time right here on this app. And you should be proud. If you're a Bucks fan tonight, be proud of those kids. Great effort by them. And if you're a Tennessee fan, which I suspect most people hearing me are, give them some grace. That is not an easy thing to play on the coast and turn around and come back and have to contend with a scrappy, hungry team. Without further ado, two things stand out to me tonight. Alexander continues to grow. Tonight, he steps up at the end when it mattered and was cool, calm, and collected from the foul line, collecting 3 of 4. Kid's maturing before your very eyes. He's a nice player. That's a keeper right there. To the phones we go. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Keith Hatfield, I come to you now, and I'd like your thoughts as this one is fresh. Tennessee victorious, 76-67. Keith, it looks easy. It'll look easy around the country on the scroll. This thing was anything but easy.
Oh, no. That was an absolute dogfight tonight, Tony. There's no doubt about that. I have calmed down since we corresponded earlier. I mean, I tried to say all season, I mean, this is never a team you can throw any wins back with, because every night's going to be a bit of a struggle, because this team is just really shorthanded roster-wise. And in retrospect, I mean, you look, G-Long Gwynn played at Cincinnati. Deuce Bello played at Baylor. Peter Jerkin played at Indiana. I mean, that's not your typical Southern Conference roster that Tennessee was playing tonight. And Lester Wilson shows up back in his hometown and has a big night. Makes a couple of big plays. So, all in all, you got to take it. I mean, I wasn't real happy with the effort the first 18 minutes of the second half. But
agreed.
That happens.
Hey, let me tell you something. You pull Kevin Punter off this floor for this basketball team, and all bets are off. Just the way it is.
Oh, no doubt. It goes in the tank when he's not on the floor. Or he's not playing well, and he didn't. Not only was he not on the floor sometimes tonight, he didn't play particularly well, and that's a recipe for disaster for this thing.
Let me say this. Apparently some folks are unfamiliar with how we do things. When you call this program, you will be locked in. You will hear yourself. It will ring a couple times, and then you'll be on hold. That means you've gotten through. If you get a busy signal, you're not getting through. Keep calling. Obviously, when you hear yourself, or you hear the show rather, on hold, that means we're coming to you. You're in what we call over in the UK queue at that point. Keith, Tennessee was in queue tonight. I thought they were going to get in line.
Oh, no, I thought they were beat. When they were down 4,
I thought they were beat. Yeah, when Wilson hit that shot, I thought.
Well, the game was, I agree.
Uh-oh.
Or has he had his boys ready to go tonight? They were ready to go tonight.
Forbesy, you don't think Forbesy was a little dialed in for that one, Keith? That tee he got before halftime? Let me ask you this. What do you believe precipitated the tee? Because there's so much interesting stuff to unpack from this. Was that a premeditated tee by him, or did he lose it?
Oh, no. I think Steve got a little, just kind of lost it, because he almost got thrown out. Had the official not shown... Put it this way, if Ted Valentine or Doug Shouse is officiating the game tonight, Steve Forbes is going at halftime. Because, now, those guys gave him far more leeway than most officials will after the first technical.
So he gets the tee and then he continues to chew, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Shea and one of their other assistants had to pretty much physically walk him back to the locker room.
He really wanted this game tonight, obviously. Tonight meant a lot to him.
Well, with good reason.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. He and Shea and Tony Jones got a raw deal here. The head coach did. Those guys did.
865-200-5402. Let's get as many folks in as we can. Tonight, while the other folks are playing commercials, we are running you commercial break free, doing our thing, taking phone calls, taking names. Let's talk about it here as we get our first call in tonight on your smart way. Dalton Behring Hydraulic, Garza Law Firm, Basketball Overtime. Hello and welcome in.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
It's Don.
Hey, Donnie. Welcome in, buddy.
Hey, man.
Merry Christmas to you, man.
You too, man. I'll tell you, it was an entertaining game.
Mm-hmm.
I was losing, like Keith said, I was losing hope. And they went down four and just didn't seem to be both punter and Moore had shots right at the bucket rim out. And I'm like, uh-oh, this is just not sitting well. Mustella had missed a couple long-range shots. And I'm thinking, don't shoot no more. That's what I know. Because the next one he shoots is three by. Well, I think he actually had one inside first, but. You know, Saturday night, I went to bed at halftime. I recorded it. I didn't look at the score. I did actually watch the whole second half, not knowing how it was going to turn out. But I was shocked when they, 10 minutes into the second half, they had the lead. But this team's just, at their best, they're a pretty good basketball team. At their worst, they're a pretty bad basketball team.
That's a great point, Don. That is a great point.
Mostella tonight, even against Gonzaga Saturday night,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's like last two games. This is not the same player I've watched play for a year plus.
But, you know, to your point about the basketball team, Mostella kind of mirrors them because at his best, he's a pretty good player. Not a great player, but he's a pretty good player. At his worst, he's dreadful. Tonight, you saw a little bit of both.
Yep.
He, for whatever reason, just is a tad out of control. Just, Keith, is that court time? Is that just going to be this guy's game and we're going to have to put up with it? Because I know he's still a kid and he hadn't played that much this year. But, man, he was way too much in a hurry a couple times tonight, Keith.
Well, I think what that is, Tony, is I think court time will be part of that because he's always been, I mean, in high school and prep ball, I mean, he's always the most athletic guy out there, so he can just go charging at the basket and get to the rim, and that's not the way it works at the high D1 level, and he's just going to have to realize that, okay, certain things that were always part of my game coming up aren't going to be part of my game anymore.
As part of that 15-2 run, Don, tonight, he had a drive in there where he's got to kick the ball off, and he doesn't, and he gets the line. It's like a three-point play opportunity kind of deal. If he can't make that shot or doesn't miss that shot or doesn't make that shot, Tennessee gets beat. We're talking about what a horrible decision that is. It's one of those
no,
deals, and that's what you're going to get with Mostella. He's going to drive you crazy, but he's really athletic, man. He really is.
Well, I know a couple of times I was sure – that he was going to take it to the rack, and twice he found hubs. And
I love that.
And just, you know, beautiful. I'm like, man, this kid's starting to learn how to shower the basketball.
Yep.
He's starting to. And just the energy, too. You know, Stevie Hammer kept making a point that, you know, he's starting to not hang his head when he misses a shot, not mm-hmm. hang his head when he, you know, screws up on defense. But if he can continue to mature out, and Alexander, I'm just more impressed with all the time, continues to mature out. This team's going to, you know, create some problems for people down the road. And right on cue, they were talking about Alexander being a shot blocker, and he comes in the game, and ETSU comes down and takes a shot, and, you know, he swats it. Just right on cue. Guys, just a real athlete. But anyhow, I'm just glad to get the win. Mm. I still think this team can have a winning record in SEC, 500, maybe a game over, something like that. I know this is not anything to do with you guys, but what good is the SEC alternate channel if we're on SEC Plus Network and we're watching it, you know, on stream, and it's not on the alternate channel?
That's a great point. Why even call it SEC Alternate Network if it's not going to be on?
And
you have no intention on a DirecTV of putting it on? You're exactly right.
I'm not sure the channel exists on DirecTV.
It doesn't
exist. It's a black screen for me.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
Well, I'm on Charter Cable, and it's sitting there just playing that little music.
There you go. Same thing. I think it's across the board, Keith. I'd be curious to hear from the Comcast folks if they get it. I think what ESPN's trying to do, and they're doing it during this bowl season, is they want to push everybody over the table, or over the top, as they like to say, and get everybody watching it on their various handheld devices, because that's where it's going anyway.
Well, that's what I was watching. That was my.
There you go, man. You got to love it.
But at least I can. I mean,
amen.
Many years you grew up, you know, you listen to John Ward, which is not a bad thing. But that's
no.
what you done. I mean, I
watch the 11:30 replays, Don.
There you go.
The Channel 2 replays.
Yep.
I mean, I listened to John Ward, Tennessee and Kentucky games back in the Ray Mears day wasn't even on TV. You listened on the radio. So, you know, so a lot of times I guess we complained about a whole lot of things that growing up we never had. So,
thank you, Don. Merry Christmas to you, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas, guys. Have a good one.
Rob Lewis of VolQuest. Barnes gushing over Mostella in postgame, told him after the Butler game he was at a crossroads in his career, and he said Mostella has responded. Hey, we weren't imagining things that night in after the Butler game when you said, if Mostella doesn't get the message, he's not going to be here. There's no doubt that coach was trying to send him a message, Keith.
Oh, absolutely. And when he put the walk-on in against Florida Atlantic, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that Barnes had come to realize this is a fairly talented kid, but I'm not going to sit here and mess around with you for forever. You're either going to get it or you're not.
Barnes said Dietrich is really trying now. He's giving him credit. Let's go back to our
That's
phones.
All you can do. That's all you can do. Hey, I'm not going to beat up on kids who give effort. You give effort, I'm not going to beat up on you.
Jay Rich you tonight. Getting some run in the fourth quarter of a tight game, according to our John Reed. Rick Barnes, I love the fire that we competed with at the end of tonight's basketball game. Fire and desire, Rick James. Tonight we closed it the way we needed it closed. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. Tennessee wins tonight, 76-67, in a game where they literally had to crawl up from the dead. They were down 4, as Keith said, and I thought it was over. A 15-2 run over the final 3:51 to win by 9. Do the math there. Do the math. Do the math. Tennessee wins by 9. Let's go to the phones. And get our next call in at 865-200-5402. And get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Tony B.
Yes. Good evening. Hey, good evening. Welcome in.
Hey, this is Jeff. I called you earlier, Buck Grad.
Yeah, man. Hey, your guys played hard tonight. Played really well.
Yeah, and you know, I got a couple points about the game, but first, I didn't really know if I was in the dome or in Thompson Bowling when ETSU would score. The ETSU fans were well represented there. I don't know. I mean, obviously you weren't there at the game, but man, it was, I mean, when they scored a point or a bucket or a three, I mean, you heard a ruckus there.
You know, earlier today during our conversation, I had told you that I was expecting, based on my sources, a terrific crowd. And that's exactly what East Tennessee brought. And I remember during the Wade Houston years, ETSU brought that really great team they had. Was it Les Robinson was their coach? Is that right, Keith? I think it was Les Robinson.
Yeah, Les Robinson with Mr. Jennings and Craig Dennis.
And they beat the Vols. And the crowd went berserko in that place. There were a ton of Buck fans in there. Hey, I hope Forbesy can bring East Tennessee State back to being an NCAA title, perennial title contender year in and year out. And I hope we keep playing them. I think it's a great thing. I wouldn't mind going up there and playing them. Why not?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I'm not too warm
on that.
The Vols went to, as you said earlier, Tony, they went down to Chattanooga. I mean, you know, I think it's a good idea, and it's good to test your guys on the road like that, because it would definitely be a hostile environment. Heck, it was a hostile environment at points in Thompson Bowling tonight. But man, you know, I was in a tough spot, you know, bleed orange, you know, ETSU grad. I mean, what do you do? So I think ultimately I was sort of 50-50. But it looked like Gene Wolfe, I mean, there for the Vols for a little bit, like Michael J. Fox was on the rim. I mean, we couldn't get a bucket to drop there in the last minute. I mean, it was odd. I mean, that one Armani Moore misses, Hubs missed a couple, and then Mostel, I mean, when he got 12 or 13 points, I said, this guy's trying to get player of the game. I mean, he really showed up well.
Yeah, it was a really impressive effort by him. I think that even though conventional wisdom would say body-wise, ETSU is a deeper team in terms of just having more in the arsenal to throw out there, they were shot at the end of that game. Looked like the Bucks were shot.
Yeah, and that's weird because you would think they would have everything to play for, like they would put it all out. I mean, you're talking little brother, big brother, I mean, probably not even brother, like little cousin, uncle, you know, and it was weird. You know, when they went up 4 or 5, you would have thought they would have kind of really turned it up, and they kind of just let the Vols back into it. So I don't know, but anyway, out the door here. Again, appreciate you doing this after every game, after every football game, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, man, and I think you can be proud of both your teams tonight, if that's humanly possible. Rick Barnes on Kyle Alexander. He'll be a different player in 30 days. The experience he's getting now is pivotal to his growth. It does not hurt him, Keith, to get up there in a tight game and have to convert from the foul line. He's really growing too, Keith, defensively, is he not?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think that's going to be his calling card in his time here, is he's going to eventually become the rim protector Tennessee desperately needs. I think he'll become a guy who can block 2 or 3 shots a game and alter most anything that comes close to him, and that's what this team has lacked so far.
Another observation for you tonight. This has got to be the umpteenth consecutive game that Tennessee's had a quality assist-to-turnover ratio, which generally is a sign of a better-than-middling type of .500 basketball team. Tennessee tonight in the game, 14 assists and only 8 turnovers. I call that a winning number. You do that night in and night out, you're going to win basketball games.
Oh yeah, this team has certainly kept turnovers at a manageable rate because they've got such a small margin for error because they don't rebound it very well. So if they turn the ball over the way they rebound, they're not going to beat anybody.
to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. The Vols give me an early birthday present with a win tonight. Not that you care about that, but let's go back to the phones and get our next call in. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, Garza Law Firm, Basketball Overtime. Hello.
Guys, what's going on, Dustin?
Hey, D, welcome in.
Keith, man, can you guys give me a... I didn't get to see the game, but I just have Dish or whatever, and every time I've got anyway, doesn't matter. Why is there not more games on TV or some kind of viewing? Because when I have to work, I get home, I can't get anything. What's up with that?
I don't understand. What do you mean, more games to view? What do you mean?
I mean, this game tonight, was it? What channel was it on? Because I didn't get it on Dish. I don't know anybody who got it on Direct.
No, it was on one of those alternate channels. And the whole point is to push you to pick up the Watch ESPN app. That's where you see it.
Well, I'll forget all that. But with a game like tonight, again, didn't see it. What does this team have to do to get better? Because the little bit I just caught of your breakdown the last 4 minutes or whatever, is this team that bad? Was ETSU playing that good?
ETSU played well, and Tennessee was way out of sync because Punter struggled. He struggled on offense. He struggled on defense, and then Tennessee didn't exactly play smart. ETSU, at one point in the game, I mean, just to give you a little number of before the spurt at the end when Keith said the Vols are in trouble, 3 minutes to go in the game, Dustin, Tennessee was shooting 24% from the floor in the game, and they were down 2 points. Now, does that sound like a game you're going to win?
No. That sounds pretty awful, but, I mean, what's up with it? They just not hitting shots? You know, I know they don't rebound. What are they doing or not doing well?
Keith?
Well, I thought we got good shots. I just thought they didn't make them. I mean, there were a couple of kind of ill-advised runners in there, but I thought most of the shots were reasonable shots. They just didn't hit much tonight.
How much difference is this team going to be with somebody like Lamonte Turner? Is it just because they don't have a true point guard, or what's the team missing, I guess, is my question.
Well, I think Turner would help, but, I mean, they've got to get somebody that can score a little bit in the low block, too. I mean, that's one of the problems is that they can't throw it down close and get easy baskets.
What's up with Schofield and Kasongo? Are they just not ready or just not playing yet, or both?
Well, I think Kasongo's just got a long way to go. Schofield didn't have a great night tonight, but he's been good the last couple of games, so I'll give him a pass for tonight. But now Kasongo's got work to do.
Gotcha. Thanks, guys, for your time. Happy early birthday, T.
Thank you, brother. By the way, Keith, 3-year agreement, 2016-2017. Tennessee is part of the 3-year agreement, a 2-for-1 with ETSU. Will go to ETSU next year.
I would never do that.
Scott Compton pushing that up to me. This was, the die was cast on this thing November 20th of 2014. So that would have been whose era? Konzo. Who, by the way, they're in action tonight, Cal with Virginia. Do you want to pick one for me there?
Oh, well, put it this way. If it comes down to coaching, it'll be about 101-10.
Marron. Sound like the Iron Sheik there in a little Italian. Smart Way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're hunting a Christmas present for the home, for the missus, for the mister, and you got to make that dollar stretch a little further, Smartway can help you. Go smartway.net online, see what I'm talking about. Their physical building in Knoxville, the huge palatial location, located at 8416 Kingston Pike out near Bearden High School. Everything for your home where you're going to pay your way. You can be smart, buy smart, and go the smart way, ladies and gentlemen. And know what it is that we're talking about. So, and the bottom line is, whether you're hunting, furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones, you name it, they've got it. They even have tires, constantly adding new merchandise. Never know what you're going to find. Go check out Smartway. Do it tomorrow. Go online tonight at gosmartway.net. As far as payments go, you can pay how much you want, when you want to make your payments, and you can always change your payment plan on the fly. I'm Tony Basilio. He's Keith Hatfield. This is your Smartway Dalton Baring Garza Law Firm Tennessee Basketball Overtime. Vols win tonight 76-67. Back to our busy phones we go. Let's get our next call in. All lines are jammed, and hello and welcome into our next caller. Hello and welcome.
I just called to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Birthday.
Hey, thank you, my friend.
I watched the game out here in Vancouver, Washington tonight. And,
okay.
I was pretty impressed. I was a little anxious there in the fourth quarter when it stayed tied so long, but the boys fought through it. I'm pretty pleased, actually.
You should be, because I'm with Keith. 3 minutes left, I thought Tennessee's dead in the water. Three and a half minutes, and Wilson hits that shot, and they go up four. And I'm thinking there is no way in the world Tennessee wins this game. It just can't throw it in the ocean. And couldn't do anything well offensively. But, you know, that Armani Moore has such a desire, and Punter has such a desire. That's why, like Keith said, nights when the ball's going in for these guys, they're going to be hell on a lot of teams in this league when we get the league play.
Yeah. I love those guys, both of them. I love old Mostella, too.
Yep, we're growing up, man. Vancouver, Washington, huh?
Yes, sir.
Sounds like a beautiful place.
Home of former Red closer Randy Myers.
Randy Myers from Vancouver, Washington. Wow. Beautiful.
Well, I know Willie Nelson used to live here.
Wow. To burn one in his honor later. Let me ask you something. How far is that from Vancouver from British Columbia?
Oh, it's 3.5-4 hours.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful country there, man. You're very blessed. I appreciate you being there tonight. And same back to you, man. I wish you a great Christmas yourself.
Okay, and happy birthday, Tony.
Hey, thank you.
All right. See you.
Really appreciate you being there. Let's go back to the phones. Get our next call in. I'm hoping my Temple Owls will deliver a victory tonight, as they're 12-9 with Toledo in the fourth quarter.
Hey, and Tony, I've got to, if I'm going to rip on somebody, I give them credit. Good win for Bruce Pearl today out in Hawaii against New Mexico.
Yeah, in fact, the league, how about the league having an impressive day? Bruce Pearl gets that win. Georgia spanks Clemson.
Ole Miss survives Troy.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, it's not a bad, given how things have gone for this league lately, it's not a bad day at all.
No. Now, considering the alternative, as we get ready to go back to our phones, let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, what's going on tonight, guys? I thought it was a heck of a basketball game. I was watching a little bit of that, but I got to say, you know, I left a lot of good talent there in Knoxville. I wish the best for Coach Rick Barnes.
You know, Coach...
Shouldn't you be concerned about your game at John Paul Jones Arena tonight?
Oh, I didn't realize we had a game tonight. I will say this. We always play with a tougher breed. I thought down the stretch, I thought our guys played with a lot of intensity. I thought we brought it to the table when we needed to.
Give me a score of the ball on the way out, Konzo, and a few other Konzoisms.
Yeah, we got to score the ball. We got to be tougher. I think Kevin Punter, I think it was very obvious. He wasn't exploding through the high screen. He just didn't seem like he had his legs tonight. I thought that was an issue coming in. I thought this team might, coming off the West Coast, they're playing Gonzaga, laying the feet off there. I thought their legs were a little bit. And I think, you know, big plays down the stretch there. I would say this, though. I think this Gwynn kid is real deal. I think this kid's a solid ball player, you know. Took some crazy shots there a time or two, but I do want to, you've always been tough on me, Tony B, but I was going to say you're a tougher breed behind the mic, and I want to wish you a happy birthday and all of you out there a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Konzo. Take care. Good talking to you, man. Good luck tonight, Virginia. Good luck tonight. Good luck. Let's go back to the phones. It's really nice of him to check in during his TV timeout. If you want to get in, 865-200-5402. And we'll reload the phone lines. As again, Tennessee wins tonight. 76-67. The Vols go to 6-5. ETSU falls to 5-6. Tennessee gets some time off. They're back at it next week. I'll let Keith talk about that. Let's go back to our phones without further ado and get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Hey, TR. Happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa to Bo Cronia.
And to Keith Hatfield.
And a pat on the back by Hatfield for Bruce Pearl. What is going on?
Wait, hey, the spirit.
Is there a freaking full moon out tonight?
The spirit is in the air, TR. The spirit is in the air, brother.
Hey, TR, man, if you're going to have credibility, you can't just hammer on people. You got to give them their props when they do something good. You just can't sit around and lob. You can't be Mike Francesa. I mean, if you're going to have some credibility, you got to be fair to people.
Hey, what's his name? It transferred one of Konzo's boys that transferred to Virginia. What's his name?
Darius Thompson.
Darius Thompson, the point
Thompson,
guard.
Yeah. Is he still with Virginia?
Yes, he is.
Oh yeah, and he's actually playing really well, TR.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see him on the floor a while ago when I left. What's his name? Mr. McBeebe's favorite hangout spot over on North Shore. / Cattle Call's old stomping grounds, where they had it on the internet, wired through the big screen.
So they had it. Now, where did you go?
Yeah, where Tony Robinson. You had Tony Robinson after we got massacred by Auburn a couple of years
Roosters.
Ago. Roosters. Yeah. They have it, man. That's the only place. If it's internet only, they got it. Don't worry, they got it.
So they run it through and put it on the big screen. There you go.
Only place east of the Mississippi that's going to cover Big Orange basketball via the internet. Yes.
Well, TR, I'll say this. Tonight's game scared me. I was afraid
there.
Yeah,
I know.
4 minute mark, man. I was like, wow, this is too much for me.
But I was digging in. I said, there's no way we're not going down. Cause we know what we're made of and we showed what we're made of. But hats off to Forbes and ETSU and the Buck Nation and Lester Wilson for trying to have his moment in the sun, his hometown of Knoxville. But, it was not meant to be, man, because my Stella, you know, everybody was throwing dirt on him. We're burying him.
Yep.
You know, it was just freaking last week.
He deserved it.
He's going to find himself
wait a second here. Now, if you're going to pick on people for burying him, and I'll say guilty as charged, but his head coach said tonight after the game, he said, I told him after the Butler game, I told him you're either going to be with this team or you're not, but you have to make a choice. It's a crossroad for you. It's a fork in the road. This is your fork in the road here. You've got to choose. So we're not making things up here, TR. Come on.
You was able to listen to Kwanzo checked in with us. During his TV timeout, you was able to check in with Barnsey Boys and Bob and Bert and Barnsey Boys.
It's called Twitter. I can watch every comment as it comes down. It's beautiful, man. This world we live in.
Well, you the man then, Brider. You are the man.
I don't know about that.
Having that technology, you know, at your fingertips. And able to distribute it brighter. But yeah, man, it was a must win. I mean, it's, you know, pre-Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and, happy birthday, happy new year, and yeah, man, that was, we had to have this win, man. We had to have this win, and it was good to see Ricky Barnes have a orange, something orange on. That's the first time I've seen him with any orange on the sidelines, even though I haven't seen most of the games. I've listened to a lot of them, but it was must-see TV tonight with Forbesy in town, you know. Because he gave us all we wanted, man, but, you know, we found a way, and, you know, they weren't going to win in our building. 14-3 or 15-3 all time. Something like that. 15-2 maybe.
Wow. And we're going up there next year, T. I love that, don't you?
Where are we playing at? Freedom Hall?
Yeah, Freedom Hall.
Wow, man.
That's cool, isn't it?
Is that our first visit to Freedom Hall?
I think it'll be Tennessee's first visit up there. Yep.
Right. I can't recall any visits up that way. But anyway, man, appreciate it, man. And